Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. How's it going? Getting you through the never-ending slog, what seems to be never-ending slog of the Super Bowl bye week. However, you know, there's a lot of big game odds, a lot of big game bets that you can make right now. A lot of odds and options, and we're going to get into those, including some of the more kind of off-the-field markets as well, too. We're going to have some fun with those. Joe Osborne's going to come in as he does each show. He's going to give us his early Super Bowl bets, some bets that he does like on the game. And then we're going to talk about the novelty markets. And those ones are always fun. The classics, the coin toss, the Gatorade color, anthem length, those sort of things. We'll also probably talk about some halftime stuff for entertainment purposes only, because not all areas have all odds available. And then we're also going to have Aaron Waterworth, trading manager of Bet365. He's going to come in, run the two-minute drill, give us an action update on everything Super Bowl betting, including props, including MVP, including where the sharps and the wise guys are betting early on here as the market takes shape. Before we start this episode, we do ask that if you like the podcast, if you've been listening to the Sharp 600 for a while now, or if you're just brand new to the pod, go on, give us a rating and review. We appreciate that. Anyone that has gone in and gave us a rating and review, we really do appreciate that feedback. It really helps us move the needle with the podcast. All right, so let's have a little fun here on the bye week as we count down to kickoff in Super Bowl Sunday. All right, we welcome in Joe Osborne for another segment here. And Joe, we talked about some of our early bets on Before You Bet earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. I know we've had a couple other bets come in, some early Super Bowl plays. So let's get into those. These odds, of course, are courtesy of Bet365. They are subject to change before kickoff. What's a good early bet that you got down already?
One of the squarest bets on the board, but I do not care because I think it's a beautiful number. I'm going to take Travis Kelce to go over his receiving yard total of 69.5. I think this is too low. Look at what he's done here in the playoffs so far. 23 catches off 27 targets. He's had double-digit targets in two of the three playoff games. His usage is way up. He only had double-digit targets three times during the regular season, and he's had twice already in the playoffs. And what's the expression? Big players make big plays in big games.
He's a big player. He's
a monster in the playoffs. He's gone over this number of 69.5. in 12 straight playoff games. So they go to this guy early and often. San Francisco, not great against tight ends. We saw Laporta go for 97 yards against them in the NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think Kelce has a nice game and can stuff the stat sheet. So that's one that will be on a lot of people's radars. One that isn't, over at Bet365, Kyle Juszczyk, over 2.5 receiving yards. I love these little dinky overs. And sometimes the occasional under. 2.5. So that's one catch. So check out Juszczyk here. He's gone over this in four straight games. Against Detroit there in the NFC Championship game, he had 33 yards off three targets. He only played in 11 games this season. He went over this number of 2.5 receiving yards in eight of those 11 games. And pretty much if he gets a target, he might be good to go here. In eight of the nine games where he's had at least one target, he's gone over this number. He's had some pretty nice games here, too. Five separate games with 23 or more receiving yards. So I think they could scheme something sneaky to get him open. And one catch, over 2.5 yards there for Juszczyk. I like that one quite a bit.
Don't need much. Not asking for much.
Indeed.
Yeah. I'm going to go, and this is funny because we see some Kelce touchdown anytime props. I think his best price out there early on was like plus 105. But I'm looking at Rishi Rice to score a touchdown there. And some of the markets out there had him as plus 110, like not far off of Kelce's place. 365 has him at plus 140, which is pretty good right now. And he's emerged as one of Patrick Mahomes' top targets all year. And he's actually been the most popular red zone target. He has one more red zone target than Travis Kelce. And he scored eight touchdowns this year. However, he's priced a lot better. This is a guy that is great, elite against zone. And when I say elite, he's the ninth ranked wide receiver at PFF when it comes to wide receivers versus zone. San Francisco does run a lot of zone, and he's a guy that can do damage down the field. He can do damage after the catch, speed kills. And so I like Rishi Rice to find the end zone here, something he's been able to step up, and he scored one against your Dolphins in the wild card round.
Indeed.
I like the price on this one. He's a nice, versatile receiver with a nose for the end zone. And this might work against your Travis Kelce passing yard prop, but I'm taking Mahomes under passing yards. This one ranges from 257.5 to as high as 262.5 right now across the market. It was as high as 265.5. So we've seen it tick down significantly here in the first few days of action. And if you are looking at a low number here, I would say maybe wait it out, because we know overs are very popular bet with the public, and overs on star players are a very popular bet. So if you do like Joe's Travis Kelce bet, go get that now, because it's likely going to get puffed up even more as the public shows up in the final week before the game. But player projections right now, there's a few respected models out there that are calling for less than 250 from Mahomes. And this is a KC team that has really have run a lot more balanced offense. They're running at a much higher clip in the postseason. And then they're taking on a San Francisco defense that is susceptible to the run. And it kind of sets up the same way as last year's game against the Eagles. The Eagles were a good defense, but they were bad against the run. KC was able to just grind it out on the ground. And Andy Reid was perfectly fine leaning into that. And we saw Mahomes only throw for, I think, 187 yards. He went well under his total, which was like 295.5. But also, too, what we are seeing from San Francisco, like I said, they are a zone-dependent team. But in the second half of the season, defensive coordinator Steve Wilks was mixing in a lot more man. And anytime we see teams play Kansas City, they mix in man, even when they're almost an exclusive zone team. We saw the Raiders do it in the Week 16 upset win over KC. They went really heavy in man because the metrics between Mahomes versus zone and Mahomes versus man are very, very different. He is elite. And when I mean elite, he torches zone defense. You give him space, he's going to find it. His production, not as great versus man. So I think they've got 2 weeks to plan. They're going to plan this out. I could see KC going with the run a little more. So I don't think he's going to get to that height of 257.5. Like I said, I think this number is going to go back up. So maybe wait to bet it later. But I see and like the under playing out in this one. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. All right, Joe, enough of the serious stuff. Let's get down to brass tacks here. Let's get down to the real show of Super Bowl weekend. I will say some of the biggest misconceptions when it comes to sports bettors, specifically new sports bettors that are looking to bet on Super Bowl, is that the wacky and the wild novelty props that you always hear so much about this time of year, that they're available for betting and they're available everywhere. And that's simply not true. And, Joe, you know this better than anyone, too. In fact, it's kind of rare to find anything that isn't graded in the point spread available for betting. A lot of gambling boards and control boards, they just don't allow those sort of things. Now, there are some states, there are some provinces, there are some countries in which you can get down on novelty props. You can bet on things like coin toss. You can bet on things like Gatorade. So always check your local legal offerings. But for the sake of entertainment purposes only, Joe, I've got some props, some fun props in the hat here. I'm going to pull some out. We're going to give our thoughts on them. So we'll get it going here. Let me see what's up. All right, let's go. It's Gatorade time. What color will a Gatorade bath be on the winning coach? Joe, I got a feeling you want to get something off your chest here. Go for it.
Yeah, I have a very sharp thought on this. So you look at everything that's being offered over at Bet365, and the option that has the longest odds is Clear/Water at 11-1 odds. I think this is fantastic value. I'll tell you why. I think it's pretty much guaranteed that they're going to have water on the sideline, but it's not guaranteed that they're going to have the specific color of Gatorade on the sideline. It's not like they're offering each and every single variety of Gatorade, but I think it's pretty odd. They will have water on the sideline. You get that 11-1, people? Come on, that is the sharp play right there in the Gatorade market for Super Bowl 58.
I would say I agree. I play clear every year for that basic reason, that you know it's going to be clear. And we've seen it pop up 4 times since 2001. So it's an option. I'll go orange ranging at like 5-1 odds out there. You can find orange out at 5-1. Yeah, it was the color of the Gatorade bath in 2020 when the Chiefs did beat the Niners. So maybe a little bit of history repeating. And it's also my favorite Gatorade flavor as well, too. I think everyone likes orange. It's pretty widespread. So that's a good one that they'll probably have on the sideline as well, too. All right. Let's go. Ooh, this one. Who will appear in the halftime show? I know you're a massive Usher fan.
Well, I am very, very out of touch when it comes to music. But,
all right, so I'll read you some of the favorites, perhaps, to show up.
I think
so,
there's a few obvious ones.
Alicia Keys, Ludacris, Lil Jon, Will.i.am, Nicki Minaj, Sean Puff Daddy Combs. I don't know if he's going to be there. Optics are not good on Diddy right now. Pitbull, Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, also maybe an option. Lil Wayne. Who do you like here out of some of your favorite artists?
It's Ludacris and Lil Jon. Those guys don't have a whole lot going on right now, I don't think. And that's Usher's best song. Best party song, yeah, by far, is his best. He's not going to do one of these slow jams. He might. I wouldn't recommend it.
You got to get the people going.
We're going to get
a couple slow jams here.
So they're going to bring those dudes out. I think that's easy money right there.
I'm with you. I'll go with Ludacris on this one because he has a verse in that song. I'm trying to think of if Lil Jon does a little bit, but I think Ludacris has a bigger role to play. And I've been hoping for Ludacris to pop up in a couple shows here, and he always seems to find his way to the list because he's always featured on tracks. All right, let's go. More prop action here. Let's go. All right, coin toss. The heavily handicapped, always trying to find an edge when it comes to coin toss. What do you like there, Joe?
Some people say tails never fails. I say heads will prevail this year. Heads is due. I know tails has the all-time edge. Heads is due. Give me heads for the coin toss. Big, big, big bet going down on heads this year.
Yes. You know what? I also had to do a pick for the pick page on the Super Bowl Hub, and I went heads. Simply just randomly. But I will say that if you are betting heads and tail coin tosses, make sure that you're finding even money markets out there. I think that's the best advice I can say when it comes to handicapping. You'll get some that are like minus 105, minus 104. You can find one-to-one markets out there. It's the most honest Super Bowl bet you're going to get because it is exactly true, fair odds. So let's go. What do we got here? I'm going to get selective here. Let's do Anthem over under, and we'll call this the last one. So Reba McEntire is singing the Anthem. The total ranges from anywhere from 90.5 seconds to 87.5 seconds out there. What do you like for the Anthem, Joe?
I think the over. I think this is Reba's biggest stage that she's had in a while. I know she's on that show, The Voice, I think so. They do good ratings, but this is her biggest stage in a while. She's going to want to take advantage of that spotlight. So draw this out a little while. I'll take the over. One of the funnest things to bet on for the Super Bowl for sure.
Yeah, and my pick is up on the Anthem page. I went hard into the handicap here. I was breaking down the average time of country music singers. And right now, that over-under that they have set up there, even the tall end of it, even the 90.5 seconds, that's pretty quick for a country singer. The other thing you have to remember is a lot of the videos that people run to YouTube when the Anthem singer gets announced.
Yeah.
And a lot of the videos that you're watching of Reba singing the national anthem are like 10, 20, 30 years old. She was, she was in her 40s through her 50s. Now she's 68. She's pushing 70 here. There's something called vocal pacing. And basically it's the amount you can sing before taking a breath or a pause. And as you get older, your vocal pacing gets kind of stretched out. You need a bigger breath. You need a bigger pause.
Wow.
So Reba's still got it at 68, but I think she's going to have to slow it down a little bit too.
Okay.
So I like the over as well. 2 minute drill time with trading manager at Bet365, Aaron Waterworth. Aaron, let's get into quick action update here on the spread, Kansas City versus San Francisco.
How you doing, Jason? Thanks for having me. This one, not a lot of movement. Opened up 2.5 right away. It was kind of as a forecast line. It was a light three, but obviously, KC's impressive play. San Fran, obviously came back with a huge second half, struggled in the first half, but it's gone 2.5, went back down to 1, now back to 2. That's really more to do with the injury report being a little kinder to San Fran right now. Tooney's still questionable, which is a big question mark. But Omenihu lost, that's a big loss coming
through. Yeah, big loss in defense.
To get to the QB there. So, a little bit of that, obviously. But, that's so far, a little sway back and forth.
Yeah, is it going to stay in that dead zone, that 2.5 to 1.5?
I mean, unless there's any big injury, I can't see this one going too far. I mean, Casey's still at the rate of play so far. Casey's still very popular in the money line, kind of as they were in the previous two matches against the Bills and Baltimore. Less popular the spread, more popular in the money line. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, the way the rate of play is going and the current injury status, without that change, and I don't, this might sway a little bit again the way it has, but I don't see it going too far outside of that.
Yeah. All right. Give us a quick action rundown on the total so far.
I mean, as expected, the more to the over here. It's currently about 75-25 to the over. That's not surprising at all for a Super Bowl. But being a sort of non-key number there, where it's already past 47, there's 48, 48.5. I think this one probably lands 49 or 48.5. So under players might want to wait. Over players, this one's probably just going to tick up a little bit as we get closer.
All right. This was like the earliest I saw like props and stuff coming out and all the alternative arts coming out. Mm-hmm. Any notable sharp play on any other markets that are out there?
I think, you know, you always kind of, you know, the buy sells early on. So, you know, there's been some where San Fran went, where it went down to one, a lot of people are buying San Fran at, you know, sort of the 2.5 and 3 lines, getting a lot more value on that, given the fact mm-hmm. that it's moved back a bit. The, you know, sharp money on this one, it's a tough one to say because these teams are so well known. You know, we've watched them perform. They've got up and down seasons, but in the end, they keep coming out. They keep winning against whoever's in front of them. So I don't think there's a lot of mysteries in this line. I think, you know, it'll be a natural move towards maybe some overs and some more popular things tightening up a little bit, shortening up in the market.
All right. In terms of props, any big adjustments or notable adjustments right out of the gate?
I mean, to be honest, the same game parlay boosts are really popular so far, and I think that's a wise play for those playing them. Some of the participants, anything involving McCaffrey to score a TD is very popular. You know, if you like either side, you're getting a parlay of the team money line and the quarterback to do well, the receiver, like Kelsey, Mahomes, Purdy, whichever. And some of those lines are going to shorten up, or the forecasts are going to go a little higher for receiving yards for Kelsey, rushing yards for McCaffrey. So playing the same game parlay boost right now is very popular. Both sides seeing action on which boost we have for them. So they're all very popular right now. Outside of that, always CMC touch, anytime touchdown. Minus 225, still very rich, but this guy just keeps scoring, right? So
he does.
I see that one getting a little shorter towards $3. Kelsey's very popular. Anything where, you know, obviously the Debo Samuel receiving yards are very popular over as well early on. I'd say those are the main, and you know, that's not as big a prod, but first half total is really seeing a popular overplay there as well, over 23.
Okay. I usually go first quarter unders. A little bit of jitters, teams figuring stuff out. Guys are a bit tight. That one's been a good bet for me over historically for Super Bowls.
Understandable. So. I think if you're looking at any unders, you might want to wait a little bit closer to game time to get a little bit better value or an extra hook.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we had some fun. Joe Osborne and I had some fun earlier on in the podcast. We talked about some of the novelty props that are out there. These are available in different areas, so you guys will kind of have some different things available out there. But we're big Usher fans. So for entertainment purposes only right now, what song does Usher lead off with?
I think, you know, I got to be honest, like, we're still looking at what marks we're going to offer. We might be offering something about this. I think Love of This Club is probably going to be, I think it's a nice, easy one to open up with. He's got so many big hits. I think it also depends, like, is he going to get somebody to come and perform with him? But it's a fantastic halftime show, but I'll go with Love in This Club. I think that's what he's trying to open up with.
Very
I have
Vegas
no idea, just to be clear.
Right?
I have no idea. I am not in touch with the Usher camp, so that's a pure entertainment guess.
I would have had you pegged for like a background dancer.
I know. I check on my speed dial and get on him.
All right, it's good. I like that. It had, like I said, it has a nice Vegas feel to that one.
I think the one thing we can guarantee is you know, one of the great performers in the last 30 years anyway. So I think everyone was definitely in for a good half show there.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so this is the end of the bi-week episode of the Sharp 600. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. A reminder, too, take a second. Please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast when you get a sec. We will appreciate that. We're going to be back next week, Super Bowl 58, a big show getting you ready for the big game. Until then, enjoy the weekend and best of luck with your bets. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.